Don Lemon, that hotbed of reality.
How does it feel? It's the end of a day like that. Do you like your job in an evening like that?
I love my job, but I hate talking to people like you.
Thanks.
No, do you mean? I love it right now because I said earlier on, you're the last person I'm talking to, so you probably get the best interview, darling, don't I?
I mean, the whole thing like this afternoon when you have to talk to so many journalists, what goes
inside? Well, it's part of my job, so I have to do it. We don't do it that often, so I mean, it's like, this is the first kind of press conference we've had for a long while, you know, 3, 4, 5 years maybe. So I don't mind it. If I had to do this every day, forget it.
Do you sometimes have the feeling that, I mean, obviously people are asking the same questions all the time.
They always do. They always do. No. I think it's more than music, you know, your personality. So you talk about more than music. I mean, if all you talk about was music, anyway, if you're a music paper, then you talk about music. There's more to us than just writing songs. I mean, we do.
Are we doing hashtag AskWaz?
La main dans la main, traverser les boulevards, les yeux dans les yeux, comme un roman de gare. J'ai toujours sur moi un polar de toi. Marcher sous la pluie avec toi dans la nuit, c'est pas un problème. Dis-moi juste et je t'aime. Les bijoux, les fleurs, je vois la vie en couleur. Je me demande tous les jours que ferais-je sans toi. Et tu vois, il paraît bien que l'amour, oui, ça ressemble à ça.
Hello.
What's up?
Not a whole lot. Just cruising the Discord for some questions.
Cruising the Discord. Cruising it. Okay. Getting in shape here.
Yeah, what are you doing? Like weights or crunches
start
push-ups?
More diesel.
Are we doing push-ups on the office floor? Is what the people want.
More diesel. Oh, soccer.
Oh, okay. So not quite push-ups on the office floor.
No, it's like.
Do you make the kids do push-ups?
Yeah, occasionally.
Yeah. I love that.
Occasionally.
It's a great form of discipline that's also productive.
Yes, it is. It's not easy.
Yeah, no, it's hard. Or like make them do planks if they can't do push-ups. Like if the strength isn't there for the push-ups, like you got a little, I don't know. I could never do a push-up, but I can hold a plank.
God, man. When I was their age, I was unstoppable.
Well, that was the glory hockey days, right?
The beginning.
Yeah. The beginning of the hockey arc in Jade's life.
The beginning. But I mean, I remember when I was like in first, second grade, I was tearing up those gym tests they would make you do.
Yeah, that's awesome.
The fitness test.
I was that child that like was terrified of PE class.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is, I mean, growing up, I was, because I wasn't athletic in elementary school. Like, I didn't really start getting into that until, well, I always figure skated, but figure skating was more of an activity. Like, I don't consider figure skating a sport. Like, you do have to be in shape for it, but I wasn't doing it on the level where you train for it. I didn't start going to practice something until I started doing cross country in like seventh grade. So I didn't start like becoming athletic and like playing basketball until I was like 13 or 14. Like I was a late bloomer, which is why I also was never that great at it. But
Sarah,
I didn't,
what'd you start?
I didn't become athletic until later on in life.
Start.
Were you ever athletic, Sarah?
No.
The way you asked that, though, like,
no.
I've never heard you talk about like glory days of sports.
No, I never played like organized sports. I used to play basketball like with my friends, you know, in high school and stuff. And then I didn't start running till like my late 20s.
Mm-hmm.
And doing yoga. Run? Yeah, I still run.
Wow.
Not long distance stuff, but I still run. It's a really good stress reliever.
Yeah, like that's the main thing for me. Like I have never been fast or like I run long distances, not like long, but like 2 or 3 miles. And it's like I'm not fast at all. But like I get like the mental clarity that I don't get from doing anything else.
Yeah, I just pretend the pavement is people I don't like or who's annoying.
Step on it.
Take it out on the pavement.
I love that.
Take it out on the pavement. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Like take it out on the pavement.
Dirt. Just fucking shred.
I take it out in the dirt, baby. I am a well-regarded coach in the hood now.
In the hood?
In the neighborhood, you know?
Like. We had practice yesterday, and a mother of a player that I've had the whole year says to me, she goes, it turns out that I don't think that Thomas is on the team. And I'm like, maybe I should know this. I'm like, oh, really? You know what I mean? And I think he's actually the second person that's done this because the whole situation has been so chaotic that, you know, it's just what field they want you to stand certain fields so people think it's their field. And they just assume we don't have uniforms or we didn't have uniforms. It's just chaos. So I said, what do you want to do? She goes, well, I heard you're a great coach. So I wouldn't mind keeping him on the team. I said, no problem, man. No problem.
What is this for?
Soccer. I coached Grayson's soccer team this year.
Football.
I'm the head coach.
They say.
Football. Yeah. That's the other thing. I hate calling it soccer. Mm-hmm. God damn, you use your feet and it's a ball.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
No. That's not how that works.
Yeah. You guys play handball.
Handball?
Yeah, that's what you guys, you play with your hands.
I think they should just call it
pigskin. Everyone plays with their hands, don't they? I think it's kind
pigskin
of
football.
First thing you learn.
Wes.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What up?
Does my mic sound off to you? I feel like it's so hollow.
Nope.
Something's not right in my headphones.
No, it's just your
what
heart.
About now? Oh, now. There we go. My headphones weren't plugged in all the way. Just enough.
Oh, I love when that happens.
Oh, now I'm too loud.
Ooh.
I've been adjusting stuff. Not there we go. Oh, that's the way, the, huh? That's what she said. You know, just the tip of the
oxford. Oh, stop.
What happened? That's literally what the problem was. It was just the tip of the thing, and I had to put it all in.
It's been like 5 minutes.
Now it sounds better.
And now it's over.
Now it's over. Yeah, now I'm spent. Now I'm going to take a nap.
Oh, my God. My assistant coach, Sadie, by the way.
Oh, okay. I can see her on the sidelines with a clipboard.
I can see her getting ejected.
100% for like the soccer version of the flagrant foul.
She's a great helper.
A headbutt.
Great helper. But yeah, got the game tomorrow. Got the clinic tonight. Getting this kid in shape.
Wait, what do you mean a clinic? Like you guys are doing a workout?
Well, they offered this like thing for an additional. Like, so you have practice on Thursdays. And then it's additional practice for kids that will likely make the travel team.
Oh,
I mean, anyone could take it, but for parents that think their kids are good. And Grayson's definitely top 5 in the city, in the town. So
okay.
I mean, I think he's the best, honestly.
So is it like a combine?
It's just, you know, it's more just like, you know, where they have all these coaches. I mean, where I live, they invest a lot in the soccer program. I mean, a lot. And okay. So they have all these people that come around when you're practicing and help you out, which is great. Because I've never played, you know, so I don't really know exactly what I'm doing, even though they go a little bit overboard with the drilling because kids get bored of it, you know. And after a while, you're just like, it's a fucking ball. Kick it around, Jason.
Yeah, you know who gets bored of that, dude? The losers. The weak ones get bored of the drills. The greats embrace the drills. They say, I need this to get better.
Right. Well, when they
no Kobe Bryant's in Connecticut.
I mean, oh my God, dude. I didn't get to recap the game. So we had a game last Saturday, and it was interesting because it was our second game. And in our first game, you know, we had a practice for the first game. But when we had our first game, you know, I'm out there literally like Eric Spoelstra, you know, on the court. you're doing this thing, what they call joystick coaching, where you're like, go this way, go that way, pass to him.
Right.
And
like you're calling plays as they go, basically.
Yeah. And which I thought was necessary at that point. But then I read some stuff and they discourage that. You know what I mean? They don't, you want to teach the kids, talk to them, and then let them learn, which is a difficult thing. If you want to win as a coach, right? At this age, which is stupid, in a rec league, right? So in the game last week, I encounter this team with three dads, all joystick coaching, right? And it was interesting. So you have these, these other coaches that are overseeing all this. And so I'm just like, I don't know. I just wasn't really into doing what I'd done the week before. And after reading the thing that I had, I just kind of laid back and let the kids do it. We start off, we don't play with goalies, right? We're playing, five on five. You're supposed to play 1-3-1. I played, it's hard to even get to that, you know, with kids. But anyway, so this team comes out, they score like three goals in a row. All just basic long shot empty netters. You know what I mean? It's kind of like no execution, no, you know, dribbling properly, not passing, just these long kind of like breakaway goals. So anyway, I drop the defender, you know. So I go 4-1. And then the guys like start executing. I mean, you've never seen anything like it, you know, doing all the things that they learned in practice. And so we end up tying the game. But the whole time these coaches are like yelling at their kids, you know, and you get to these absurd moments where like a ball would come out in a breakaway fashion. Their player would get it. My player's chasing this kid down. They're going neck and neck. The kid scores the goal and the coach goes, yeah. He does like this fist pump in the air. You know what I mean? And he goes, you wanted it more. And I'm like...
the good old wanted it more trope.
Like my player didn't want it. You know what I mean?
I love that.
And like, so I got really fucking annoyed at this point, right? Mm-hmm. And so I got my best players. And I'm like, we're gonna fucking kick these guys' ass. But I didn't do it in a way that was outwardly expression, you know? And so boom, 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 we're making plays. We're triangle offense style. I'm telling you, it was so systematic. Goal. The guys, their coaches are getting mad at me. They're getting mad at me. You know, one time, and they would do these hockey shifts, you know, and take up time.
I guess they didn't learn enough, Jade. The coaches didn't.
They would do these like long changes. So I'm like, fuck it. I told the kids, go. You know, so they run it up, pass. And the coach starts going, hey, why did he start? You know, like starts yelling at me for starting the play tour. I was like, fuck it, man. You know, this isn't about winning, you know, but now it is. It's just, it was amazing. We ended up, it was a 7-7 tie in the end. But at the end, we were just steamrolling them. Like they were doing nothing but kind of like in this, you know, scrum mess. Whereas our guys were passing, looking for passes, getting into open spots, dribbling, and doing all the things that you learn. So I was talking to Jake. I was telling him all this. He goes, dude, it doesn't get any better. It only gets worse. It's with some of these dads, they want to win for their own sake.
They want to win. I can't get over someone using like wanting it more, not like as a joke. Like I feel like I do it ironically all the time. But when someone like actually means it, like he actually thinks that kid wanted it more, and that's what he decided to use.
This is as just like, a dad version of an SEC football fan.
So yeah. Right. It's so dumb because, like, I can guarantee I've destroyed people who wanted it more than me before because I've wanted it almost never.
I mean,
right. I don't want it at all. Just like the idea that you want it more is so fucking corny. Let me just tell you this. If you find yourself as a sports fan thinking that, oh, they just wanted it more, stop. Just stop. That's not how it works. I guess it worked when it was Michael Jordan, but not everyone's Michael Jordan. So just shut the fuck up with this stuff. That doesn't mean anything.
They had one kid, the biggest kid on the whole field, bigger than Grayson. And he could just plow through all these kids and just score the goal from like 20 feet away, right, on an empty net. I'm like, and I tell the kids, I go, if we had a goalie, these wouldn't be going in. So don't worry about it, you know. but the toughest the thing about coaching is like you want to coach all your players, you know what I mean? And it's tough sometimes because, like, for instance, my assistant coach, his son, not very interested in playing, you know? And it's and so you have to make these crazy like decisions where, like, when you form a power line, you know, it becomes then political all across the board. You're like, are people going to be seeing me favor my son here? But my son's good, you know? But I don't ever, like, discount,
on the AAU team, on an AAU team with a kid whose dad coached the AAU team. And you know, he was our starting point guard, and I use point guard in quotation marks. But all you need to know about this kid is that I once got in trouble for inbounding him the ball, and he was our point guard.
Right.
Okay. That's The coach was mad at me. He's like, you know Billy can't dribble. Why'd you inbound him the ball? I'm like,
why is he a guard?
I'm like, coach, he's our point guard. They're running a full court press. He was open. I gave him the ball.
Yeah,
he turned it over immediately. But yeah, his dad coached our AAU team, and yes, he got all the tick, and yes, he was terrible. So those things do happen in youth sports. Not to say that's Grayson, obviously, and I think Jade has a little bit more self-awareness, and obviously you apparently know. Not
because Jade just started turning it up on him. Jade just said, we're going to bring the pain.
Discreetly, though. It was discreet. I mean, the thing was, Zach, I didn't have to. The kids learned from the practice, and I did everything that I'd read to do.
That's a flex. That was a flex.
I laid
back. Like, I didn't have to do it. You know, my coaching is so great. They learned from the practice.
I mean, you should have seen some of these. Grayson was like, he had this one play, you know, you do this, they're practicing what they call a drawback. So you're moving one direction and then you just turn around, right? Draw the ball back, go the other way. He broke these like two kids' ankles. Like one kid just fell in the dirt. It was amazing. I was so happy. It was like one of the most proud moments of my life, honestly. And for me, like growing up, I had such an interesting relationship with coaches, you know? And when I got to like the 13-year-old age, I started encountering these coaches that were like these lifer coaches, you know, like, and they were assholes, you know, and they wanted to win at all costs. That was the game, you know, and it was like, I'm winning for you. I'm not winning for me really here, you know? So I understand that notion.
Oh, I agree. Oh, yeah. No. There are a bunch of youth coaches who are just doing this for themselves, mm-hmm. not for the kids. And it's just, it's so stupid.
All three of them. They didn't even want to talk to me at the end. The guy, the three coaches.
You know why? They didn't want the conversation more than you did.
Dude, guy was God, fist bumping.
They didn't want it enough. Yeah.
By the way, did you guys know headbutt is an entirely redundant phrase?
Headbutt?
Because to butt something is to do it with your head, is to strike something with your head. So a headbutt can literally only be if you hit the other person's head with your head. And yet, is often so referred to as hitting. What am I doing when
I hit people with my butt?
Yeah, a butt butt.
I mean, that's just ass to mouth, isn't it?
Oh, well, it can't.
What?
Zach!
Sorry, we're not in the left question?
Boxing out.
Boxing out?
Zach, we were talking about sports here.
Sometimes
real
boxing
ones.
Out, sometimes you're boxing in. You know what I mean? Well, you know?
Hit someone. Oh, yeah, you're right. Hit someone with the head or horns.
Yeah. But if you, but, you know, like, who was the dude? Zidane? Is that the dude that headbutted the dude with his chin?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Just pronounce his name. It's Zidane.
Whatever. Who gives a fuck?
He's a legend.
He's such a legend that a casual person didn't know how to pronounce his name. Okay. No one's saying Michael Jordan? Is it Jordan? I don't know. Like,
No, it's Pele.
Kobe? Kobe Bryant?
That was amazing.
Is that what it is? He did that. So he didn't headbutt him. He just butted him. You know? He butted his chest.
He butted his chest.
He asked his chest.
That's why Coach Leary used to tell us when we weren't boxed out to put your ass on somebody.
Yeah, man.
That's just
put
like,
your ass on somebody.
So like the traditional this is like the
middle of a game, by the way.
Boss said way ahead of you, Coach.
Exactly.
It's actually on no. What is it? Reddit. Why is it called a headbutt when you hit someone with your head, but not a hand butt when you hit someone with your hand, or penis butt when you hit someone with your dick?
That's just anal.
It seems like adding butt to the end of a word should just mean hitting with. Like, say the other day, I bumped someone with my ass, so I butt-butted them.
You know what's the most disrespectful butt? The gun butt. It's like, I'm not even yelling.
I love that one, though. The pistol whip.
I'm just fucking slam you over the head with the gun instead.
I feel like that would be worst way to get hurt by a gun.
Oh,
yeah. I feel like a gunshot you can deal with. I feel like a pistol whipping, that's really going to crack something, you know?
It's like a concussion or it's basically like getting hit in the like really hard with like a giant rock, like that's made out of metal.
There's two ways. There's the whip and then there's, with the
name
handle.
Right, the whip and the name. I've been so pistol nated before.
You're so stupid.
What happened?
All right, before we get to questions,
I found that I derail a lot of conversations with dumb jokes. You know?
The way.
You guys ever notice that?
No.
Derail. So Sarah will lie to us.
I looked up this headline. I saw something about the Pentagon coming out for election day. And I just said, I can't do it. Not doing it. Feels. Get me my feels.
Get the feels in. Yeah, absolutely.
Every day I see something. It's anything at this point.
I just ordered my absentee ballot this morning, coming straight to Encino. So I seen McConnell say, whoever has the most votes on election day, we're going to honor.
Exactly. Feels,
I'm getting mine in quick.
Premium CBD that will help you keep your head clear and help you feel your best. Delivered directly to your doorstep. Feels naturally helps reduces stress, anxiety, pain, and sleeplessness. Just a few drops of Feels under your tongue and feel the difference within minutes, right, Eden?
Totally. Just like basically less than 20 minutes.
I'm telling you, it will take the edge off. If you're new to CBD, Feels offers a free CBD hotline to help guide you in your personal experience. You can also get a membership, join the Feels community, get Feels delivered to your door every month. You'll save money on every order, and you can pause or cancel anytime with our promo code. So, Feels has me feeling my best every day, and it can help you too. Become a member today by going to feels.com/ding, and you'll get 50% off your first order with free shipping. That's feals.com/ding to become a member and get 50% off, automatically taken off your first order with free shipping. Feels.com/ding. If you want to ease the pain of today. No maze, huh?
I guess not.
He the said man, there was man a got him working like a slave.
Yeah. Yo, I bet he better get paid like really good, like overtime.
What he better do is he better get his ass to his 3 p.m. recording of Cinephobe today. That's what he better do.
What's on the docket?
Yeah.
I can't really reveal because we're so far, and I'm hurting a mean episode. Oh, so I don't want to.
Wait, is Amin back? Amin is back.
Amin never went away.
I can't believe that the breakup qualified. I thought that was a good movie.
That's wild to me too. That's a great movie. Absolutely.
The way the breakup with Katherine Heigl?
What?
Nah, with Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, that's Knocked Up.
That's Knocked Up, right? But that also might qualify.
Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So y'all ever put together that?
Oh boy.
Brad Pitt.
Here we go. Yeah.
Dumped Jennifer Aniston while shooting Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah.
And Vince Vaughn is in that movie, and he started dating Jennifer Aniston right afterwards.
Oh, I did not.
Oh yeah.
Isn't that crazy? Oh.
That's
interesting. Imagine the odds, Waz. You know, that's.
He was kind of like. You know, what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
You know, why sometimes you see the play unfolding before your eyes, right? And you're like, wow.
Exactly.
I got to be over here to get the shot.
Pat Mahomes, yeah. That Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, absolutely.
Was there a Vince Vaughn-Jolie connection?
I don't think so. But it's like, you know, he had to watch it happen in real time. And probably was like, hey, man, that's a piece I wouldn't mind attacking.
So
started probably, you know, nice getting ready. Piece, but nice yeah, isn't piece, that just I so crazy?
Mind attacking.
Yeah, that is amazing. I don't know. Phrase there. That's
figure of speech. All right, Ina, you gonna handle Maze's role?
Yes, I have as many as I have ready. I don't have the archives from him, but. We have quite a handful from this week and last week, I think, still. So,
well, we're not going too long today because I have to go. Waz has to go. So, we'll have a shorter show anyway.
Well, let's do this one from Jared with a view at J_McCoo, friend of the show.
Ooh.
Jared Michoud. Michoud, are you? Okay, sorry. After a shower, do you start drying off while standing in the shower with the water off, obviously, or do you step out of it first?
Obviously in the shower.
Yeah, if you if you step straight out, I can only assume you have a disgusting bathroom.
I may or may not live with somebody who steps straight out.
No,
you have to start drying off, and then you, because otherwise you're putting so much water on that mat.
The mat, the floor.
The mat. And then God forbid somebody doesn't have a mat. It's just the jacuzzi. There.
That's serial killer.
What is this, a Russian bathhouse?
It's like, bro, dry the whole leg area. Maybe you don't got to get the top, but the below the waist has to be completely dried off before you step up, or one leg at a time. What I like to do is perch the one leg up on the, you know what I mean, on the tub, the ledge there.
I'm loving this play by
dry that up.
City,
the leg that
use that leg to be the first one to step out because it's the first one to get dry.
It's already dry.
Then throw the other wet leg up on the ledge and dry that off, and then put that on the mat. And it's like, look at that. That water's going to evaporate in a matter of 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm. No, Waz, if you're a girl, though, and you have a lot of hair, like
you better strip the water.
You got to get the hair.
You got to at least give your hair
the like traditional ring wraps.
See, yeah. I've never had long hair before.
Yeah, as a girl, as a girl with a lot of hair right now, I can tell you that is true.
I don't like wrap it, but like I just like I wring it out so it's not dripping. I have so much hair. I give it a few. You know how like when you're wringing out a towel, but gently, because like I don't want to break my hair. Like I'm just like gently squeeze out all the water before stepping out.
So recently I brought a guest over to my mom's house because, as you know, I was staying in New York, and this person didn't dry off before getting out of the shower. And the door happened to be open after the person was getting dressed in the room. And I just looked in there and it was freaking the Nile River. And I just screamed. I said, "What the hell?" And of course, from the other room, they started laughing immediately because they know what I was complaining about. It was just like, you know better. You know when they say if you knew better, you do better. It doesn't always apply because some people know better and continue to.
I just don't understand, like, because as if you use that bathroom, you're probably going to have to use it again at some point in the next 12 hours, let's say. And if you just, if you leave it a lake in the middle of it, like how are you going to like comfortably go in and out of that bathroom? Like I can't understand.
And then as the second person who walks in, who's completely dry and has to step on a completely wet.
And what if you're walking around in socks, right? Because you want your feet on the floor.
Thinking about a sock, man. Like, oh, God. That's
more mad than a wet sock.
You selfish sons of bitches.
You tell them.
That's what I'll say.
Dry off before you get out the damn shower.
Yeah.
Keep the towel close. That's the key. Keep it close.
I'm doing a once over.
A lot of showers have a thing where you can put a towel like, you know, whatever.
Like right outside the
it's
how it's designed.
Right.
Uncivilized.
Ridiculous. Respect the bathroom floor, guys, please.
Yeah. All right. Next question. A question from our friend of the show, Paul Bull at Bull 7. Would super glue stick to a nonstick frying pan? We have two super glue questions. I don't know
I don't know what the answer is to that.
Yes.
I'm going to assume no.
What?
Yes. Somebody look it up. It has to.
I just believe in the powers of the cast iron.
It's gonna dissolve the
coating.
Coating. Mm.
But in a cast iron, you can't dissolve it.
But you would ruin the. Well, that's not the question. The question is not: are we ruining the pan?
Of course, it'll stick to it. That's just stupid.
Some YouTube videos.
Super glue.
Yeah, I feel like this is definitely on YouTube, right? Yeah, like 100%. The best nonstick frying pan versus super glue. Our other super glue question from this week was from Niku Mystery at Mystery MBA. Can super glue attach the like charges of a magnet together? Which I think is an interesting.
Good luck
question.
Doing that.
Like, because you would have to get the charges to touch first, right? For the glue.
I'm gonna defer to the scientifically literate people on the pod, which
all right, Waz, I got it.
And Shaq, reasons.
Eden, isn't this true? Where you have if you have a magnet and if you rub a magnet over it, you can change the charge. Right,
I don't know if that is true.
You can shift the charge, can't you? Running a magnet over another magnet.
I think it probably depends on the magnet construction. Okay,
so here's the answer.
The giant metal.
I'm going to say.
If you're moving, hold on. If you're moving it over, wouldn't that be a block, not a charge?
It's only been 30 minutes.
The answer is yes, it will, but it won't stick as well as to another material.
The frying pan, right?
It's varying. Like, I'm watching a video that has all different types of things that stick, like duct tape, for instance, and they stick, but they won't stick as well.
Okay.
So the answer is yes, but less.
Do you guys, in other words, Waz is wrong.
I don't know about you guys, but I keep getting like Instagram sponsored ads for like a nonstick frying pan that's like some new like technology or whatever, and it's always like
the egg.
It knows you cook.
That's like,
yeah, it knows you cook. You talked about cooking once, and now it's there forever.
No, but like, I thought that nonstick pan technology had like kind of plateaued, and I'm just like, is this
what they want you to think?
Like, is it worth it to like buy a whole new pan if my current nonstick pan works fine for one?
But I read that this commercial makes
it look like it's so like you don't need oil, the egg just doesn't stick. Like, that's kind of a dream too, you know, like for the egg to not stick.
I read that there's like a lot of carcinogen in that stuff, so I always just go with the straight,
the regular pan.
Yeah, and then, you know, God forbid you got to wash something, you know. A little elbow grease.
So Sam Amico just put out a joint that said 81% of NBA owners have donated to Republicans.
Yeah, I saw that.
And 19% have donated to whatever, which is, you know, but that's obvious. That, like, right, I don't know why anybody would, like, that's just, if you, the breakdown of people that rich, that's how it goes, right? But I think it's hilarious that Jim Bust.
Just got with 80 and 20 there.
Jim Bus has given to Donald Trump, and Jeannie has given to Joe Biden. I just think that's funny. Like, it just, I love that family dynamic. It's just so great.
Well, Buzz get cut off there.
I think he just muted himself mid laugh and it sounded weird. Yeah, I think that's all it was. I think he just decided to make
his point. I'm here. I did mute myself. Sorry.
Yeah.
The laugh hit its limit. That was it. Oh, man. I just think it's funny that there's a YouTube video for this.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm not surprised. It's pretty incredible, but it's kind of funny that someone actually
did it. It's well lit. Too. It's in a studio. Yeah. What a job. You know?
Content. All right. Next question. From Malik at Old Soul Mojo. No question, but Waz needs to explain his man crush on Nate Duncan.
I saw this, and you know, I don't like addressing people on the internet, but like, here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize about the industry that we work in is that it's very catty. Very competitive, very just juvenile. And so a lot of people will not admit to consuming other people's shit, right? Like, I don't feel that way. I'm not going to say I didn't read Ethan's shit or listen to his podcast or I didn't listen to Nate or I didn't read Arnovitz or I didn't read Henry or I didn't read Zach or whoever, you name it, or I don't listen to Amin any chance that I get. I don't have a problem admitting that I respect other people's work and that I'm even fans of other people's work. But that's not the case in the industry we work in, to the point where there are people who will steal other people's shit or other people who want to attribute every single smart take to themselves, right? Like, I don't play that game. And so I guess that makes me look like an alien to some. But that's just what that is. Yes, I fuck with Nate. I consider him a homie in the game. I listen to what he says. I listen to his work amongst a multitude of other people, you know, not including Skip Bayless, you know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I appreciate that because, well, what's funny is like I don't really consume anything anymore. I'll read stuff on The Athletic because I think it's important that I know that stuff. But unless it is a feature that people are just like completely lauding, like I don't read basketball stuff anymore because – and I won't name the person, but this was years ago. I wrote something about a player, comparing them to another player. And it was like, hey, you know, this looks like this or whatever. And this person who was not very prominent, but is like a decent name in the industry, was like, I wrote that a week ago. And I was like, I don't read you. Like I don't. And so ever since then, I have made it a point where like, unless it is a story being told, right? If it's analysis, I will not read analysis.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be accused of like, if we have the same thought independently,
right.
I do not want to have that accusation because I have zero need to steal from fucking anybody.
Yeah.
Like, I come up with my own opinions on my own. half of them are wrong. Like, I'm fine with it. I don't care. I have a pretty good job and pretty decent job security right now. Like, that's all I care about. I don't need to steal from people. I don't care. Like, people steal from us all the time in terms of what we've done. Like it's just, it's part of the thing, but like, I don't want that accusation. So if it's storytelling, I'm in. If it's analysis, I could not give a fuck what you think, because I'm going to come up with it on my own. I'm going to check with the much smarter people that I talk to about this stuff and then try to, like, you know, see if I have something there. But like, yeah, there are so many people like, I said that away. It's like, who cares?
Well,
who cares?
Like, you're not like breaking any ground. We're all watching the same stuff. Like, we're all watching the same thing. Like, it's bound to like happen that we're going to come up with the same ideas.
Right. The idea that I might have a take that no one else has ever had about this play is stupid. Like, it's so dumb. And people just do nothing but masturbate on Twitter about like, I got this right. You insecure fuck. Like, you insecure fuck. I don't care that you got something right. I'd like to know the stuff that you got wrong. That's what I love about Sam Vecenie, right? Sam Vecenie will every year go through the draft stuff that he got wrong. He doesn't go like, I got this right, I got this right. He likes to go through the stuff that he got wrong because that's an actual learning exercise. And so like, yeah, the Waz is like, yeah, fuck with these people. Like, I don't really listen to podcasts that are – the only sports podcast I truly listen to consistently is Lebatard Show. And I think we all know that's a different type of – sports podcast, right? But like, I also can't inundate myself with this constantly. Like, I'll go crazy if I do nothing but consume basketball content. Like, I'm not, my interests are like, I need entertainment elsewhere. And so like, if you do listen to all this stuff, like, fantastic. I think it's great. I hope you listen to us. I think that's even better, right? But like, I personally, like, I've got to get away from it because otherwise I just word. I'll go like, yeah that's the thing the
yeah no one yeah, wants and to I, hear you work all the time.
And I'm actually curious what you think about this, because now you are like in the industry and you are like, this is your job and stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that when people are around you outside of a work environment and they're asking you about basketball stuff?
Oh, it's horrible.
It's awful, right?
It's hard. There's nothing worse.
I'm not trying to be rude about it either. I love talking about basketball, but I feel like there's certain comedians I will get around and they're just like peppering me with questions. I'm just like, all right, do I get to ask you about jokes?
No, it's like, I'm not working right now. Like, you're making me work. You're making me work for free.
And it sounds like ungrateful, right? And I'm not trying to be a dick in that way. It's just, there are times where like, yo, I need a break. Right.
Yeah,
like,
no, 100%. 100%. You know, it's just, I wanted to address that question because, like, again, the reason why, and here's another thing, like, and one thing that I've learned is that even when we don't do the crazy amount of numbers with whatever show we put out, I know for a fact that people in the industry listen to our shit, right? I've learned this over the years. For a fact, they listen to us. Nary a share, a comment. Yo, that was funny. Yo, that was this. Sometimes people will text me and be like, yo, that was ill when you said X, Y, and Z. That was a good point, blah, blah, blah. People will hit me. And those people I have relationships with, so it's not like I take it away. But I know for a fact, those people who are hitting me because they fuck with me. And then there's other people who just don't say anything, will never mention it, are enjoying it, but because, you know, it's this weird backbiting, fake competitive industry that I don't fuck with. And you know, I actually had this conversation with Marcus about this in my own approach. And I'm just like, yo, look, Marcus is somebody who I look up to, who's like actually helped me a lot in getting my footing in what we do. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, and obviously I'm a, not just cause he's helped me a lot. I'm a fan of how he goes about what he does in this game.
One of the best, yeah.
And I'm like, how can I be jealous of Marcus and what he's doing when he's putting himself into his work? I can't be Marcus.
Right.
It's like, what makes him great is that he's Marcus. So the idea that I'm gonna be jealous of him or I'm gonna hate on him because I can't be like him or I can't achieve what he's achieved, just that just would never factor into what I do.
And I think,
but it's
I
different think, for other people in their insecurities and how they go about shit.
Yeah, and I think on top of that too, like, so like, even people like we're really good with, right? back when I was looking for an agent, like before I found my agent, like back when I was looking for one, I was like, hey, you have an agent. Who's your agent? And they would tell me like the company, but not the agent. And I'm like, we're good. Like, you and I are friends. Like, what? Like, what? And I'm just like,
you they want to maintain secure, the competitive advantage. Right?
Like, you should, like, I give out information. Like, if you ask me, yo, I need help with this, or I'm just like, yeah, here you go. Because I'm secure enough in what I do. I'm like, okay, if there's a market for it, then there's a market for it. And if not, then I probably need to get better. Right? Yeah. And like, and that thing that you're talking about of like, you know, the, oh, we fuck with you, but we don't like share your stuff or whatever. I'm like, there's a lot of time to waste on this old internet. Someone listening to my podcast doesn't mean they're never going to listen to yours, right? Someone reading my work doesn't mean they're never going to listen to yours. Like, it's like, I'll tell you everyone I fuck with and don't fuck with. Like, I'm fine to do that. But yeah, it's this weird, that thing's weird. And I was like, oh, really? You like the show? You want to share it sometimes?
Like,
you want to do that?
You like, you want to give us props?
Just hit the retweet button.
Yeah, just hit the retweet button.
Just a fucking hit retweet.
Just you know that little thing next to the like button that you do for any time anyone agrees with your shitty opinion? Yeah, just hit that. Just hit that one. The one right next to it.
Anyway, so I'm glad.
No, I think that's a great observation. And you know what? Good for you, Waz, for like publicly supporting people that aren't, you know, directly benefiting you. That's how it should be.
I don't understand. Like, first of all, and this goes beyond the industry we work in. It's Twitter in general. It's like, for a fact, I know that nobody sees my tweets. So it's like, is it like this idea that I have this power to tweet or not to tweet? It's like, bruh, no, I don't. Yeah, it was,
no offense. Like, not all of a sudden, like, Nate Duncan's listenership is going to double because you retweeted something,
it's
right?
It's just not
genuine. I like this. I'm going to retweet it. Like, you should.
And part of what I do on here is share shit that I like, that I find funny.
It's like
that
the I think purpose to of Twitter. Be interesting. Yeah.
And by the way, Nate's not for everybody. He's not everybody's cup of tea. Like, whatever. So what? You know, like, I just, you know,
like it, is like what it is, right? Like, that's what it is. And that, you know, what drives me crazy is I almost try to never like stuff unless I think it's a funny comment. If I think it's a funny like, if you agree with me, I'm not gonna like the tweet, right? I'm like, that's like, there's some people that,
acknowledging people's
I'm much more team retweet than a team like. Like, I will retweet shit all day. The like button, like that, I really try to just save that for things that make me laugh.
Love questions there?
Yes, we have love questions. First question is, sorry. All right, found it.
I do.
Okay. What is one thing, this is anonymous, friend of the show. What is one thing your crush did that immediately turned you off? Like, obviously, for those of you that are in romantic relationships, think of a time when this could have applied to you. Like, someone that you were attracted to, but something that they did that was sort of like the fatal flaw that turned you off. Mm-hmm. So for the example they gave was like, mine is I told someone else something. They told someone else something that they were told in confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so one of that I thought of was like, when someone is very different in front of other people, like, I realize there's an acceptable range between like professional or like personal relationships. Yes. But like, sometimes when you are with someone and you run into like someone they know, and it's just like a little something that doesn't feel quite right about how different they became. Mm-hmm. Depending on the shift, it can be kind of unappealing for me, I think. Because I'm just like, yo, and sometimes it's like one of those things where it's like, if you know the other person has, like, say they're like a really professional, like corporate lawyer or something, it's like, you know, they're going to have a little bit of a difference between like their professional.
Yeah, they let like, loose.
So it's like, if you know them in just like a personal context, and it's like, obviously there's going to be a little bit of like a you know, behavior change, like code switch.
But that's also to your point, like what you're talking about, like within reason, right? Like like you can't expect them to be corporate lawyer person all the time. Like I, that would be crazy if they, that would also be a reason.
Yeah, right. Like,
for me, it's just how they, in the past, it's how they treat service industry people.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you're if you're nice to a service industry person, I want nothing to do with you. Just berate them. Just treat them like shit. No, I'm kidding. No, like anyone who's rude to a waiter, anyone who's rude to a bartender, over fucking retail, or over
customer service. Yeah.
Yes, over nothing. Yeah. I'm like, that's not this person's fault.
Right.
Like, even if it, they got the order wrong, I'm like, okay, does this really need to be a big deal?
Yeah. There's it's one of those, just like, like a greater example of how they would handle other things if this is something that they're tripping out about.
And like, if they're trying to get like free shit out of the most minor mistake, I'm like, really? That's what we're
doing? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, if it's something egregious, like we had, I think I told the story, like we had, or maybe this is Bossa Nova or whatever, but like we had an incident at a resort during the summer. Right. Yeah. Where some
where the pool guy came over. Yeah. Yep.
Exactly. And so like at that point, I'm like, I'm getting something. I'm not paying all this money for this shit. Right. Like, you're going to lop something off. That wasn't like, oh, the towels weren't replenished. And so I'm trying to get a free night here. Right. That was no, we've been violated. Yeah. I'm like, I'm heated kind of thing. But if it was like, oh, yeah, you guys didn't really make up our room all that much. I'm like, yeah. Right. So like,
or maybe if it's like a free cookie out of it,
like, I don't know, like, what are we doing here? Yeah.
Yeah. Like, some, like, or people that act really badly in like retail situations, like the whole, like, I need to speak to your manager thing over, like, you know, a botched exchange or something. Like, and another
I love when they say, I want to speak to the manager, and I'm like, I am the manager. Now what? What's up? I love doing that.
I would watch a sizzle reel of Sarah dealing with
that. Dude, I do that all day, every day. Like, just like, here's your scripts. Bye. For me, it would be like how they treat their mom. Like, if they're disrespectful to their mom, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, that's a deal breaker.
Or just like, yeah, like parental figures.
Yeah. And
because I know that it's an aspect for me is that like in my family culture and how I was raised, like it's actually important. And like, I mean, I don't think that it has to be that extreme to some extent. Like, it's very respect your elders. Like, I'm not going to lie, I'm pretty Americanized, but I still have it kind of ingrained in me that like, if it's someone in an older generation than you, like, you just have a baseline level of respect that some people don't exhibit.
Yeah, like, if you're going to call your mom, like, a derogatory...
If you're going to tell your mom to shut the fuck up.
Whatever. Like, yeah, like, that's, like, yeah, like, bye, like, you're not attractive. I don't care how cute you are.
Yeah.
And yeah, well, I would say this though, like, because my parents and I have a very loving shit talking to each other.
Yeah,
so like, I'm not gonna call my mom a bitch. Like, I would never do that. Yeah. Right? But like, we'll be like, oh, shut up. You're like, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever,
no, right? Like, we'll say that in a playful way. Like, yeah, when you could, yeah, actually getting mad and talk to them that way. No,
that's not okay.
Right.
Yeah, I don't like. I don't care what your mom did. Like, you can't like talk to your mom that way. Like, yeah. and like in a joking manner, that's different than if he's like serious. Like, that's how he like talks to
his only mom. Way you could talk to your mom that way is if your name is Cody. So for me,
I have to talk to their mom that way.
I can remember I was dating two girls at one time, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I was pretty
did they know about each other?
No, but it wasn't like monogamous. It was like, you know, it was talking, whatever.
I thought it was a Lou Williams situation.
And I liked both of them pretty decently. But the one, I don't know, I was more into the idea of this other one, right? Mm-hmm. And so I realized that I would not be able to split time between these two people. I had to make a choice. And so I made a choice. And things were going smoothly. And then, you know, I realized after this choice that this person had some very like severe intimacy issues, you know, stemming from past situations. Right. And, you know, one thing y'all know about me, like, I'm not going to ride. Like, I'm not. I'm like,
well, like, not, like, this situation is not for me.
Nah, not like when I first met you. Like, if we have established a relationship and something bad happens and there's something to get through and it's deal different. With.
Yeah.
That's one thing. But like very early on, like I remember just the thought of us doing it brought this woman to tears.
Oh my God.
Just at the idea that we might do it and I might not talk to her anymore. Just the idea that it would happen. I was like, God damn, son, you need some damn therapy. And, you know, it didn't take long for me to get the fuck up out of Dodge. But the problem with that was because of, you know, there's no easy way to sever ties with somebody and be like, yo, I'm not really interested in what we were doing. I completely ruined what was happening with the other person. Who to this day, a mistake with that one. Who knows what? I mean, you know, I don't know what would have came of it. I don't think we would have ended up getting married or anything, but it was just like, I'll always feel bad about that. Just like, damn, I made a choice and it was just clearly the wrong choice. Yeah. So intimacy issues is what I will say. Like, you know, because I definitely had a crush on this person and like was very infatuated with the idea of this person. Like,
yeah.
You know, she was like really intellectual and artistic and all this other shit that I thought was mattered about chicks. And yeah, that just was not the case. She was hot too.
Of course she was. Of course she was. I'll also say one last thing that I kind of just thought of as we were talking is it's similar to what I said before, but also like how someone behaves on the internet. Sometimes people have like really terrible internet behavior.
I used to be one of those people.
Yes, well,
I shaped up.
I have terrible internet behavior, but I'm the same terrible person in real
life.
Yeah,
so, yeah, that's what I mean. You know, it's like when it's like a big difference. Like,
what was that, Sarah?
I said you're pretty consistent.
Yeah, okay. I'm gonna
but that's fine. Yeah, I'm saying like when someone is very different like than who they are, it's like they, like, this is just a friend, but it's like I have a friend that loves to get in like political discussions with people on Twitter, and like she spends like hours like getting it, and she gets like really like heated, and I'm just like, yo, I cannot deal with you, like, and it's like I don't want to talk to you about it, like I don't want to have conversations with you about like the fights you got into about whatever on the internet, and it's like that's something that like I don't think I could like deal with if that was like, I know we say like no kink shaming, but like if that's their kink, like I'm not about it.
No, but I think that's like I've talked about that a lot where like it's important to me that people, if they come to our shows, right, mm-hmm. and they hang out with us like the night before that night or whatever, like to me, like it is important to me that you see the same person.
Yeah.
Like this, you see the same person you listen to on pods, the same person you see on Twitter. I'm going to be that same person. And that's probably going to annoy you in real life or on the internet, but I'm okay with that. Cause to me, like you need to know that this is me. Like I'm not playing a character.
Zach,
like that,
to me, it's different because I'm worse in person. It only gets worse, people. I'm censoring myself like extremely on the internet, y'all. That's why I hate people who get on anonymous accounts and talk spicy and all. I'm just like, yo, you're so weak. You're weak, bro. You're weak, bro.
Well, like, you're not even like doing it under like just one regular proxy. It's like a proxy of a proxy. Yeah, like
that drives me crazy. Yeah.
Okay. One more love question. Also from Anonymous. What are non-sexual things that make you want to have sex with someone or make you attracted to someone? Intelligence, for one, I would say, is a big one for me. And
this
also
is a tough question for me.
So, I'm going to preface this with like, it's not always a good, I'm not saying this is a good thing, but like sometimes when someone's really confident or like borderline cocky, like the perfect combination of like attitude can be very attractive, if they're physically attractive to me.
If he reads books, that's very attractive.
Yeah.
I'm attracted to kindness for sure.
Yeah.
Definitely kindness.
But not to the point where they get taken advantage of, though.
No.
You can't be a total.
But just kindness. I love that.
This is going to sound more egotistical than I mean it, but someone who can like keep up with me with shit talking, right? Like if you can give it back to me, like Erin, for example, she set me up on like the coldest fucking like remark one time, because like it had she had said something like, it was very early on, we were dating, and she was like, you know, like, I really like cuddling with you or whatever. I was like, oh, that's nice, thank you very much, like, yeah, it's great, it feels good, it feels comfortable. And then she had her mom, like, she was at home, she was back home, and she tells her mom about me and about, you know, that we have this podcast or whatever, and her mom wants to listen to Cinephobe, like, just like hear like what kind of person I am. And the first episode that she listens to is the Showgirls episode, which is like, that's a rough introduction, right? That's a rough introduction. And she's like, and Aaron's like basically giving me real time notes of what they're listening to and everything. And she's like, well, you don't like strip clubs? I was like, I'm not a strip club guy. And on the pod, I was like, I think I've been to one like 5 times or whatever. And like 20 minutes later, she goes back to like the cuddling comment. And she's like, yeah, I really like cuddling with you. I was like, oh, yeah, no, still like it. Yeah, still the same. And she's like, yeah, you have the gentle touch of someone who's only been to a strip club 5 times in their life or whatever. And it was just like this, like, I'm like, oh, fuck, she's like, this is going to be a tough one for me to get through. Just in terms of like, this girl is way too smart for me, like way too smart.
It's like to bring it around full circle like,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, like, and it was just, yeah, like, and obviously she's a professional comedian, so.
Right. Yeah. She has a little bit of, yeah,
she's got experience. A bit of an upper hand here and all that stuff. But like that kind of stuff, like if you can talk shit to me in a very fun, almost flirty way, like that's, I'm like, okay, this, I'm in. I'm 100% in.
Also, guys, I don't know, for me, like if a guy can like, not like put me in my place, but not let me get away with stuff. You know
what I mean? Just
I don't see, know.
I'm picking up what you're putting down there, Sarah.
Uh-oh.
I find that very attractive.
Yeah. Like when I'm on my bullshit and someone calls me out on being on my bullshit, I'm like, yeah, okay, hot. You're right. Yeah.
Got you.
Are you writing all this down? One.
This thing is like a steel cage.
All those answers are like counter to modern society.
Ain't that true?
All right. All right. Well, I'll have to dub in Maze's intro from last week. Waj, you got to go?
Yeah, I'm going to a house in Palm Springs, bringing my computer and my mic. So if we got it, whatever we got to do this weekend, Jade, I'm ready to roll, bro.
Ready, all right.
I will not all be right. leaving that house, not for nothing but that pool. So
there you go.
I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Waz, take it easy.
Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Waz.
Oh, he's gone.
Waz, you there?
We lost him.
I was gonna tell him.
I'll answer.
You should do the tram in Palm Springs up the mountain.
Got it.
Yeah, I'll tell him. I'll go on the train. I'll go to Palm Springs.
Hello and welcome to the Friday hashtag AskWaz mailbag on the Count the Dings Network. I'm your host, Anthony Mays, coming to you from San Francisco, where I can see the sky on the line to answer your fantastic inquiries. We have in Los Angeles CTD MVP and Daily Ding King, one would think, and therefore one was. In Hoops, aka St. Nicholas Cage, Mariano Blanco, the one-liner designer. He respects the boulevard, Zach Moose Harper, the Haitian sensation with a Caucasian fixation. His vocation is irritation of the general population, the black intellectual, the Liberian rock, cultural anthropologist, sexual politician. You know the vibe, just Big Waz. In Oklahoma, Morning Russ on Twitter like Stephen Adams does in real life, an absorbing Clipper slander like some sort of behemoth ghost creature. If she had oil money, she wouldn't be friends with us. Filling your prescription for her devastating burns and filling her refrigerator with different cheeses. She doesn't sweat, she glistens because she keeps the thermostat down and Sarah the thermoses. The only Asian that doesn't raisin in Arkansas with a greener light than J.R. Smith and a tattoo for each of the 7 deadly sins on both of her rib cages. Her love of Duke is not a fluke. She won't spook due to any rebuke. You can carve up the ice and fix your love life. Seen Lou and in Bloomfield, Connecticut. Jake Christie is his brother and his wife. Amateur bear watcher with a bionic colon. Sheep, dip, conspiracy, consigliere, Jaden Full. He scored 103 goals at the square level. Only 28, but his mind is old. He came out the womb wilt. His wife is a fruit, and he's a nut. It's not a bit. He's dinging in the rain, just dinging in the rain. The evil producer full of bearded cat energy.
Sesame chicken for Jaden!
That was great.
I used to fight about musical ideas and this and that, because we're all very strong characters, you know, we all have egos and all that, so we always kept fighting. But I think the fighting seems to keep us together, because I think sometimes I think bands break up when there's one very strong person and the others, and the others get left out, and they think, oh God, this castle is just too strong and we want to join another band. But the four of us, the real, which I can't say these four little words, we're very strong, you know, individually, so we just keep going at each other. And I think the reason we've stayed together for so long is just none of us want to leave, because I mean, if you leave, it's like being a coward, you know, going out. So we're strong. Thank you.